I don't think we are breaking the cycle. Not we, though. I don't think you bitches are, because I'm ending the cycle. I really don't think that we as a generation-ish are breaking the cycle. I really do not in any way. And something that's very interesting is a lot of people have a problem with Gen Z, and many people that are Gen Z try to act like they're not Gen Z. They can't relate to Gen Z people. Oh my God. Anything that people that are Gen Z do, they're like, oh, they started again. But if I'm being completely honest, I think I'm Gen Z to the core. And if you have a problem with Gen Z people and you're like, oh, Gen Z people are always trying to be quote unquote woke. Or, you know, they're not traditional, they're trying to adopt another way of like to get living, then I honestly believe that you would not like me as a human being. It's not even like I try to be Gen Z to the core, but then I really am Gen Z to the core. I can't even lie to you. And this is the third time that I'm recording this episode. I know I have recorded it for season one. And I think I also recorded it. I know I have recorded it twice, but I've only had one season. So when did I record it again? But the episode never made the cut. But I still put the topic back in, what they call it, my topic list. And then this video of a girl requesting for an iPhone 8 from her parents on her birthday thingy happened. I know once you hear iPhone 8, you already know what I'm talking about. Wow, that's my alarm to record. Can you see how professional I am? I'm doing everything before time. But I know when you hear iPhone 8, you know the video I'm talking about. Basically, that video made me remember this topic, and I was like, okay, I need to talk about this. Nobody sends me, but I feel like I have to. And first of all, I want to say that I'm completely sure that this babe had no idea that the video was going to blow up, because when I watched the video, it didn't have many views, like at all. And I remember commenting, like, oh my God, this is so fucking sad. Like, I'm so sorry about this. She, like, replied to many comments saying, oh, she's very used to it and she's very tired of hearing the same thing over and over again. And that's why she decided to record it. And people are saying that, oh, she's very disrespectful for posting it. Those people are crazy and stupid. Very crazy and stupid. I would be the one to tell you. And her parents are, this is the twist, pastors. Do you know something? I'm going to be very honest with you, because I don't think I have told anybody this before. Two groups of people that I really don't like, Christians and men. Now, Christians, not obviously, I don't mean all Christians. And also with men, I don't mean all types of men. There are very few exceptions from those two groups. But those two groups of people I detest, and I can never lie about it. Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because whenever they do something fucked up, yes, I'm very upset with what they did and it's annoying and all of that. But there's this tiny part of me that's like, huh. Thank you for proving me right as always. Like, if I don't like something or a group of people, I know I'm not wrong. So when they do things like this, yes, it may not necessarily, you know, have anything to do with this story, but I am kind of geeked. I'm like, thank you for, you know, proving me right over and over again. So it's like extra information that makes me genuinely happy. I can't even lie to you. So when I heard that they were pastors, I was like, but I think it's very funny to me, because those are the same people that will say, oh, the tongue is powerful, yada 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 yada. And watching that video, I was so confused. This girl decided to ask for an iPhone 8. If you cannot afford to buy an iPhone 8, a simple no, I can't afford it will be beneficial. If I had a child and the child has their priorities misplaced, as people were saying, and you know, all of that, if she decided to ask me for an iPhone 8, there's no reason to insult. Like, I would just be dead silent, and then maybe later when I'm calm, I'll not tell her why she's not getting the iPhone 8. I feel like there's nothing that will justify anything that was said in that video. I don't even care. I don't think that there was anything wrong with her request. And I think what's very interesting to me is people are so quick to say, oh, you're not a parent, you can never know, but then I'm a child. And I think the only way that you can actually parent a child is to put yourself in the shoes of the child. And people don't realize what it means to give birth to a child. You have to be that child's parent regardless, not just when their behaviors align with what you want for them. And if you cannot accept that, then you should not have kids. Like, it's never that deep. You not having kids is not going to disrupt anything that goes on in society or the planet. Like, I understand that people get angry and people say some things out of anger, but then even the girl was like, she's very used to it, and that's why she didn't even cry, and that's why she was recording, because she's very used to it. And what I hate the most about it is there's an obvious power dynamic. Like, if, God forbid, I was such an angry human being and, you know, my anger made me say so many mean things, it would never be to somebody that is less than me, if that makes sense. Like, if I was to say all those kind of things, it has to be to somebody that can give it back to me. Because you can't say those kind of things to your child, because they're not going to talk back. Maybe sometimes out of frustration, but like not often. And in those situations, you know that if anything, your child is going to be very, very hurt by the things that you're saying because you are their parents. Imagine if somebody on the street was telling me all of that. It would be offensive, yes, but do I really care? No, but then this is somebody that I'm living with, somebody that decided to give birth to me. And even the mother was even adding her own, and I was like, girl. But it doesn't make sense to me, honestly. There's nothing that anybody can tell me. Even if they told me right now that the girl did this, and I will still not change how I feel and how I feel about the video that I saw. Because it was just not proper in any way. Like, even if somebody has done something so bad, and you know, people will say, oh well, some kids are very different. Like, even if they were raised on love, they can still misbehave. And you know, maybe the babe isn't doing very well academically, maybe she doesn't have her priorities straight. But if you hate a child and you raise a child where there is hate, it shouldn't surprise you when the child ends up being hateful or nonchalant out of spite. Do you know that if you are very strict with a child and you just don't treat them like a human being, they will grow up to be very nonchalant, not because they don't really care about their lives, but out of spite, because they know it's going to get you upset. Simple as that. And even speaking of people saying, oh, she doesn't have her priorities straight, she doesn't care about her future, like, somebody that doesn't care about their future, is clear that the person doesn't even want to be alive. And that is something that is deeper than jam. Like, for somebody to not even think of, you know, what they want to do in the future, as the parents were saying that she wasn't thinking about. Because I went through the babe's page. Like, I told you when I saw the video, like, it was around, like, 3,000 likes or something. I went through the babe's page. She was a very calm girl. She wasn't doing anything bad. She was just having fun. So if she at all doesn't care about her life, she doesn't have her priorities straight, then sis doesn't want to be alive. And I believe that there is a deeper reason to that than just her wanting to feel jam. Because I just hate when parents will do fucked up things and then act surprised when their child is a product of what they have been doing since. Like, if you raise a child with love, 9 times out of 10, they end up being loving, period. I know that there are some exceptions, yada, 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 but if there is love in your home, and let's just say, you know, you take care of your kids well, all of that, it's like, if you love your kids, you take care of them, even if you quote-unquote spoil them, when that child sees how bad things are outside, they will rush to go home. Many people, even if they are forced to live on the jungle, they wouldn't want to go back to their houses because of how bad their parents are. Like, I get that the whole gentle parenting thing may be overdone, but 1000% I would prefer for, you know, my child to be pampered and to be spoiled. Please, I don't want to have any child, please, God forbid, but the child that I'm imagining in my head to be spoiled than being raised in a place where everywhere is so hateful and everybody's so hateful. Because something that lots of people don't understand is that the more people treat their kids like this, especially when they grow up in a very religious household. Now, with religion, we all know that if you kill yourself, you're going to hell. But many people are very, very desensitized to hell. And it's not even in a, oh, I want to go to hell because it's such a party. Oh my God, so cool. Like, people don't care anymore because of how bad and unbearable that their Christian pastor parents have made life for them. So instead of just killing themselves, they don't do that. They decide to pass the pain to other people. That's why you see things like school shootings or people just quote unquote acting out. And then the parents that are, you know, the cause of the problem will come and be like, oh my God, like he was such a sweet boy. I don't know what happened. Like somebody just wakes up in the morning and is like, oh wait, it would be so nice to go and like shoot people. That's my vibe today. And it's so scary because it's like, this person is your child. Like, are you scared to, you know, be firm with them in a very healthy way? Like, it's never that deep. You don't have to be so aggressive. You don't have to hit them. You don't have to do all of that. Are you scared that you just have to go like overboard because you're like, they wouldn't listen to me if I'm calm? Like, that shows you that you're not a good parent, period. Because when I was growing up, my mother never insulted me at all. I can swear on a Bible. She never called me mean names. She was even playful most of the time. But I honestly wouldn't dare to disrespect ever. Nobody ever said it, but it was very much established that I was not one of her friends. She was not one of my friends without her doing anything to kill me in the name of discipline. So in that area, we're not breaking any stupid cycle, because when I'm reading those comments, I'm like, you guys have said that your parents did the same thing to you and you want to do it to your kids because it gave you thick skin. Even one big brother person, I'm not even going to mention her stupid name. One big brother person, she, you know, said that, oh, like she hates when people are trying to form woke, that, what they call it, somebody that has failed jam so many times, like your priority is an iPhone 8, yada, 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 yada. And then she said that, oh, her parents did similar things to her and she turned out fine. She turned out fine. Have you seen her Twitter? How angry she is every fucking day. And she turned out fine. Girl. Of course you turned out fine. That's why you're so happy and bubbly and you're a blessing to be around. I never liked this babe. And you know the funny thing? I never even like kept up with the season she was on, but I never liked her. So when I don't like somebody and they just do some fucked up things, I praise God in my head. I'm like, I'm so perfect and I'm always right about everything. So all of the people that were defending the parents, saying that the girl was wicked for posting it on social media to disgrace her parents as if their faces were in the video, especially that big brother babe, like, girl, and she said she turned out fine. That was what was even making me confused. I was like, babe, who told you that you turned out fine? That's the thing. People think that they turned out fine when they behave like people that were raised in angry homes. You turned out fine. Of course you did. Bro, so I decided to edit early. Thank God I did that. And I realized that I forgot to talk about this or mention it. I thought I did. But this is me editing. And I wanted to just like point out what many people have been focusing on this whole issue, kind of. So many people have shifted away from the real situation and are now focusing on the fact that she recorded a private conversation with her family type of thing, and they're like, oh, that's such a bad thing to do. Now, I would say it's not something I would advise you to do. It's not something I would do myself, because I feel like, especially when it comes to relationships with your family, it's very tricky. You know, some things that are abusive in actual fact, you may allow it slide just because it's your family and that is your business, not mine. And I think I've said this before, like, I have friends, but like my friends, if they were to come to me with their family problems, I am not one to give you advice, if that makes sense. Like, if you're having real issues, like, my family's stealing my money, then I'll, you know, give you a real piece of advice. Or a piece of real advice. And I'll be like, okay, open a new bank account, something like that. But then when it comes to, oh, what should I do regarding my situation with my family? Like, I'm never going to be the one to tell you, oh, you need to forgive. Like, I'm not going to do that because it's not my place. And I don't think it's something that's appropriate to do. So family relationships, very, very different. And me personally, I do not really like the internet, so I wouldn't bring my shit on the internet because people on the internet, like, once you just bring it there, it's now everybody's business. Everybody has the right to give their opinion. So I wouldn't advise somebody to do that. But then again, can we not pretend like that's why the video blew up? And that's what everybody's complaining about, because that is not the issue at hand. Because many people record their parents' reactions to so many things and it doesn't get this much, you know, backlash, because that's not the issue at hand. I feel like people just want to defend the parents at all costs. And I'm just like, I wouldn't advise you to bring your issues to the internet. But then again, the internet kind of poses itself as your friend. So, like, sometimes you just want to feel heard. And so you just don't really think so logically. So you bring it here. And I don't really blame the babe, because sometimes you just want to feel heard. And I'm sure she did not know that the video was going to blow up. And many times when you are in a situation where it's kind of abusive, even if kind of abusive do not go well together, I'm just trying to say kind of abusive, so nobody comes and is like, oh, like, how can you just assume that? I don't know the full story, so I'm not saying, oh, everything there is abusive, but I'm just saying that in those kind of situations, sometimes your neighbors will know, adults in your family will know, but they say nothing out of respect for your parents. So you can't just be like, oh, if anything is that bad, you should go and meet somebody that you trust and that your parents respect. Like, that just does not fucking work. Simple. So stop victim blaming this babe. She has apologized. She has said, oh, I'm so sorry about bringing it to the internet. Oh, it blew up more than I thought it was going to blow up. But let's not lie and be like, oh, this is her fault completely, because the video did not blow up because she was recording her family or family's discussions. It was because of what was being said. And also, many people are like, why is her priority an iPhone 8? You can never really know somebody's reasoning for many things. She may want the phone because she wants to, you know, maybe start modeling. She just needs a better quality phone to take pictures. Who knows? She may want it because she wants to start a business page on IG. Who knows? She may just want it because she wants a new phone. That's not an issue and that's not a problem. So stop acting like, oh, that's such a big deal, because it's not a big deal. And I'm very happy that she decided to ask her parents and not anybody else, because your parents are the only people on this planet that have the responsibility of giving you unconditional love. And now I'm not saying that her family does not love her. No, I'm not saying that, because I could never know. But your parents are the only people who actually have the responsibility of providing for you unconditionally. So her asking her parents is the safest bit, because to ask somebody else is going to be very much conditional. So I'm very happy that she decided to ask her parents. And we all fucking know that nobody likes to ask their parents for stuff. Even if your parents don't complain, even if they're like, oh, it's fine, it's cool, like, you just like to do your shit yourself. But then again, in the country that, you know, sis found herself in, that is difficult. Like, first of all, school is so fucking demanding. You go to uni, your uni's in the middle of nowhere. You can't balance work and school. It just cannot work. Even if your uni was not in the middle of nowhere, it's not going to work, because it's so tasking. Like, not many schools, like proper schools, do that many courses in school. So it's difficult for you to, you know, be able to make your own money. So I do not blame her for asking her parents. And if they couldn't provide for it, a simple no would have done the job. And yeah, even if I don't agree with her posting it on the internet, that's not the issue at hand. And yeah, don't believe anything that anybody really says on the internet, like people giving you advice that they would not take for themselves. Because people were saying, oh, she should run away. I don't think sis can afford to run away if she's asking for an iPhone 8. And that is okay. I'm sure she's like very young. But life is not that easy. That's just what I would say. Don't take people's advice that they are not taking for themselves. And yeah, I think that's all I would like to say. I pray that everything's fine. I pray that she gets her admission. I pray that she finishes school and she's a boss ass bitch. Period. So that's all. That's all I want to say. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Anyways, next, what do they call this thing? Next way, I guess, that we are not breaking the cycle is, I think people are more hateful than ever. Like, with the older generation, they don't really care. Like, maybe some, not all, but we are particularly very, very hateful. Like, I've never seen hate like this before. If somebody came to me and were like, I identify as a dog, I'm going to be like, okay, like, what's my business? If somebody came to me and even told me, oh, they think I also identify as a dog, I also wouldn't care. Me identifying as a dog, according to them, does not do anything to me. It doesn't paint me in a bad light. It's not, you know, somebody necessarily like lying against me and my character. Like, how does that really affect me? Talk less of somebody else's identity. Like, if somebody told me that they identify as a cat and their pronouns are meow meow, like, I really don't care. Like, I don't really see... I don't see a reason to be hateful towards somebody else for their identity. Like, how does it affect you? Are you that insecure about yourself that somebody else, you know, finding an identity or a label outside of the norm is going to affect you so badly? Like, is it really that deep? I've never been in a situation where somebody else's thing that they have going on will affect me. It doesn't. It can never. People are very hateful towards the... obviously the LGBTQ plus community, towards Black people, towards Muslims, towards women. And it's just like, yikes. Yikes. For real. It doesn't make sense to me. I can't even lie. Like, how does somebody else's life affect you? Like, who cares what you think about gay people or lesbians? Who cares? I'm going to make an episode about this. I always say that about like every topic that I talk about. But you know when they are canceling people for bad behavior, Nigerians should never open their mouth and be like, yes, let's cancel this person. Being in uni, I'm in my third year. These people that I'm talking to are also in their third year of uni. The things that I've heard people say about Muslims is fucking crazy. Fucking crazy. And people are so rude, one, so fucking disrespectful, two. And what pisses me off is those people are Christians, right? They're Christians. They bully, like they say, like when I tell you that these people say the worst things about Muslims is crazy. And I'm like, not like it makes me wonder if I'm being sensitive or anything, but like those kind of comments, I'm sorry, like some people, it may not be deep for them, but I like to stay away from people when they make those kind of comments. I don't care if people are like, you're too sensitive. Like, if you're making those kind of comments against somebody else's religion, you can't prove that your own God exists. Why are you, you know, talking shit about what somebody else believes in? If you're making those kind of comments, very hateful, very disgusting comments about somebody else's religion, I do not want to be friends with you. I don't want to keep you in close contact. Please stay away from me. That is very, very disgusting behavior. And it's just so annoying to hear. And then these same people will go and be canceling this person. I'm like, shut the actual fuck up. And it's like, okay, maybe you're 14, you're 15, you said something, not even 15, please, 13, 14, you said some things that were insensitive. Cool. Not cool, but then, okay, you grow, you learn. These people are 19 and 20. When are they going to change? If they are 19 and 20, they are in uni, meaning that they are educated up to the university level, and then they are getting more education, and then they can't accept the fact that people can have other religions. Isn't that fucking crazy? And then they want to open their mouth and be like, oh yeah, let's cancel this person for saying this. How does that make sense? It's actually wild. I've never seen a reason for there to be so much hate. Like, it's so unnecessary. Somebody else's religion You can't prove your own God exists. Cool. Nobody's fighting you. But then you want to attack somebody else for their beliefs. And then you come and say, oh, Christianity, people hate Christians so much. We're so oppressed. Like, shut the actual fuck up. Shut up. It's so annoying. Like, nobody can get my frustration or my hate for these people. And it's so crazy because we share the same beliefs in some ways. And I'm just like, how can you just be going in a very, very disgusting direction? And then you come and be like, people hate Christians so much. Oh my God. Like, anyways, next way that we are not breaking any stupid cycle. We pretend for social media the same way our parents do. But not, our parents don't really pretend for social media, but then your parents don't really care if you get a good education or you are a doctor or a lawyer, but they care because of what, you know, the next door auntie thinks or the next door uncle thinks. They don't really care if it's in your best interest, but they don't want you to disgrace them in that kind of way. So like, we do that too. We pretend for social media. We don't really care if life is going well for us. We don't even care if we're eating. Did my phone break? Jeez. This is a very, very huge crack. Shit. Oh my fucking days. This is a huge crack. Bro, I'm literally trying to clean the screen. When the fuck did this happen? Bro, my phone has never fallen before though. Jeez, this is so bad. Jeez. I just looked at my phone to check the time and I just saw a fucking huge crack. Shit. Bro, I hate when my phone screen is broken. You don't even get. I fucking hate it. Like, I can't breathe when my phone screen is broken. Bro. This is so bad. I'm so sorry. Let's get back to the episode. So yeah, like, we pretend for social media like our parents. Like, we don't really care if we're eating well. As long as we can post something that looks pleasing, we're fine. And no shame in the game. I don't really blame anybody. I feel like I would have been like that more if I had like a heavy online presence. I'm trying to build one, but then too much stress, honestly. I can't be bothered to like take pictures. I can't even lie, not even of me, like of my surroundings. I'm like, why do I need to take a picture of this? But like, I don't really blame anybody for it, but then you can't be like, why is my dad always, you know, doing all of that if you're doing the same thing. Next way that I believe that we are not breaking any stupid cycle is many people still believe in hitting their kids as a way of discipline. I never got hit when I was growing up, never got hit now, never been hit. But my friends that were hit by their parents, I'm not judging, I don't really blame them. And they have grown up to make better choices for themselves, which I'm very proud of. But back when we were kind of younger, like 12 till maybe 15 or 16, those bitches were bad. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it was mostly out of spite. Like, many things that they would do, I don't really think they wanted to do it, but then it was out of spite for their parents. And then kind of knowing that, if they catch me, it's just to receive some beatings, like nothing that serious, nothing I've never, you know, received before. Like, they were so they were so bad that I even used to kind of pity their parents. I'm like, please no, please, please. You don't really want to go out at this time. You don't really want to think of the real house. Please, please, just go inside, please. And then they're like, no, I must go out. Like, hitting your kids just makes them worse. I don't really see a reason to do that. Because even if you hit them, anything they want to do, they're still going to do it. They may even add some more just because you hit them. Which is just like, what's the point of it? It doesn't make sense to me at all. Like, it will never work to me. And it's so normalized. And I feel like it's like something that you have to stop yourself from doing, especially when you grew up with people hitting you. Do you get? And yeah, lots of people still think it's okay to hit your kids. Like, even the, I don't want to call her the iPhone 8 girl, but I don't know her name. But even that girl, like, people are like, so when that stupid BBN person made her stupid statement, people in the comments were like, oh my God, is it true that she failed JAM 3 times? And then somebody was not like, oh, if that was the truth, then, you know, they would have even beat her since. And then people are like, oh, she's very lucky she didn't grow up with my mom. My mom would have already hit her. Like, doesn't make sense to me. Please, that's not normal behavior. If you think it's okay to hit your child till they cry, please go to therapy. I will pay for it, I swear. I text you on Instagram right the fuck now. I will pay for your therapy myself because you need it. Or just don't have kids. Maybe you can beat yourself if that's what you want. Stand in front of the mirror and beat yourself, then cry. Maybe that's where you get your happiness from. But to hit somebody else is just insane to me. Anyways, the next one that I have on my list of things that show that we are not breaking any stupid cycle is we also have an obsession with the honest truth. Like, you know how parents say some mean ass shit and people are like, oh, they're just so blunt. Oh my God, you're too soft. Like, most times our parents do have some great advice, but then the way they say it makes you never want to take it. Like, I know that what you're saying is helpful and will help me in life, but the way you said it has made me now want to do the opposite. Out of spite. So yes, you may have great advice. Yes, parents may be wise, yada yada yada, but the way you say it means a lot. Like, you can be spot on with something, but the way you say things and how insensitive that you are disqualifies what you're saying. Even with the whole Mubad situation, there's this stupid TikTok boy that was saying that, oh, Mubad's wife needs to get DNA testing done. Yes, what he's saying does make sense, but the way he said it, the time that he said it, him even saying it, because what the fuck is your business with it, just disqualifies everything he's saying. Nobody's saying he's not making sense, but the situation or the circumstance around what he's saying just disqualifies everything he's saying. Like, actually shut the fuck up. So those kind of things are very normal now, and if you are not able to handle people being quote-unquote blunt, then you are soft, which is just fucking crazy to me. I need to pee, but I don't want to stand up, because if I stand up, then I'm going to fall my mic down. Oh God. Anyways, next point that I have is pity culture is too much. Like, I can't even lie to you, pity culture is too much. And this may be controversial. People may say, oh, is it tone deaf or something? But poor people can get away with a lot of things that rich people cannot get away with. Especially when they are met with a situation where they are quote-unquote against a rich person. Because people have no sympathy for the rich. This is a recent situation, but an influencer, I don't know her name, but I know that the name of the man that killed her is named Killer Boy. His name is Killer Boy. That's crazy how people just name themselves some crazy things and think it's a cool ass nickname. But yeah, he allegedly killed his girlfriend, and people were saying, oh, she needs justice, yada yada yada, rightfully so, because she does. And many people were like, oh, she enjoyed life, oh, she went on vacation, so she doesn't need justice, nobody cares about her, let's focus on better things in the country. Which is just so insensitive, in my opinion. And that's a fact, it's not even an opinion. It's just too much. I don't even want to mention the major example of pity culture, but it's just too much. Next one that I have is suffer mentality is too fucking much. Too fucking much. People have suffered abuse in Nigerian boarding schools, but even upon that, they want their kids to go to those same schools to quote-unquote build character. Like, it makes me wonder if you guys are, or not you guys, many people are allergic to enjoying life. Like, people think that, oh, like, you can't spoil your child, all of that. Like, do you know that if you provide everything for your child and you raise them on love, most times, rather than being spoiled, they actually copy what you did for them and show the love to other people, and they pass it on. Like, if you raise your child on love, they pass on love. Raise them on hate, they pass on hate. People are so, like, they are so focused on one thing that they forget other things that go into it. Like, if I spoil my child but I am physically absent or emotionally absent, Yes, they may grow up to be spoiled. That is not because I spoiled them with money. It's because I was not present in their lives. And that's like so fucking obvious. But people try to act like they can't see that. All they see is, oh, you spoiled them with money. So that's why they are the way they are. But then you were absent. And that's why they are the way they are. Simple as that. Because people will praise poverty from now till tomorrow. Like, people that are proud are always going to be proud. It's just that they don't really have the money to show their pride currently. It's not the money that's going to give them magical pride. They always had it until they had the money to show it. So there's no point thinking that, oh, all good things are evil. Because Nigerians are very, very fucking talented. Like, just imagine if people's talents were actually, like, built. Like, not everybody has to have a struggle story. For you to break out in an industry is enough struggles. Like, even if you have proper support from your parents, maybe even money, it's still going to be hard. Now, imagine if, you know, this small thing you want to do in the entertainment industry, you have to hide it from your parents. They're always yelling at you for everything. Your mental health is already shit. Like, you know what? I don't even think it's a Nigerian thing. I think it's a Black people thing. Black people will continue to suffer because they see anything good as a Western thing. We live in a white man's world. No matter how much you bully your child in the name of tough love, they have other enemies outside. People that don't want to see Black people in good positions. Now, imagine you are also one of the enemies. Like, the child is suffering at home, also suffering outside. Like, it's just so crazy to see. And I'm like, you are your own enemy, period. Like, so many child stars are white and they had supportive parents. Or even if it was just one parent, even if the parent was single, even if, you know, many circumstances were not the best, they have a supportive parent most of the time that helped them out to get to where they are today. But the Black kids are always the ones that they hid everything from their parents. Their parents didn't believe in them. Oh, their parents said this about what they were doing. Like, is singing and dancing killing anybody? Like, what is actually there to hide? Black people are obsessed with thinking that anything good is Western. Anything good is too soft. Anything good is spoiling somebody. Even, with the whole, I'm so sorry, the iPhone 8 girl thing, somebody was saying, that's not how you talk to your child when you can't afford something. And somebody said they should leave all these Western things. So it's Western to talk to your child. It's Western to show your child love. And that's why you will keep on suffering, because you are your own enemy. That's actually wild. Like, I don't think people see how wild these things are. And then they say, oh, they turned out fine. But then they are terrible human beings. But they turned out fine somehow, some way. Like, if you cannot break the cycle, please, I beg you, end the cycle. Do not have kids. If you are triggered by somebody being gentle with their child, please do not have kids. I think it's so bad that I don't even know how babies work. Like, I could see a child and I'm like, okay, this child is like 5, right? And then they're like, no, the child is 2. And then I see the parents like yelling at the child. How do you expect a child that is 2 or 3 to have sense when you have been existing for 20 to 40 years and you haven't gotten your own? Like, I get that kids can be annoying, but look at the mistakes that you make at your own grown age. So what's stopping them that are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 from making bigger mistakes? Doesn't make sense to me. It's like people just want their kids to come into earth and figure out everything from when they're 1. But then if they grow up too fast from doing your job, there's a problem and they're trying to act grown. How does that make sense? I'm really praying for everybody. Everybody, you, me, the whole generation, everybody in that comment section of that girl. I'm really praying for everybody because it's crazy. And if you have suffered in the hands of your parents, please don't feel guilty for separating yourself from them. Even if people call you ungrateful, people call you spoiled, you did not beg them to give birth to you. You were chilling in, I don't know where you came from, but wherever you were chilling and they decided to give birth to you. You didn't beg for it. If they didn't treat you well, then they really don't deserve shit. Nobody's going to be terrible to good parents. That's what people forget. Like, you can't have good parents that took care of you, that loved you, and be terrible to them. That doesn't happen, most times at least. But that's really all I have to say. I need to pee so fucking bad. Please rate, review the podcast, follow the podcast, and y'all have fun, please. Break the cycle or end it. No shame in ending the cycle, babes. No shame at all. Bye. I need to pee.